In the last few days, the country has been in tension after fighting took place in Nasir in Afanayan State. An opposition politician said to have been arrested and detained. So now let's move on to this. Our guest this morning is Amer Mariok, yeah. Manyok, and she's joining us to shed more light in regards to this from the perspective of the civil society. You're most welcome to Radio Mirai this morning.
Yes, Amer, what is your take on those recent developments in the country, the fighting in Nasir? I know you are decrying and calling for intervention.
Thank you so much, Lucy Kiden, and also Moya Jacob. Thank you for hosting me in Mirai FM.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Amer Manyok Deng. I'm a chairperson of Women's Bloc of South Sudan and a vice chairperson of IGAD Women, Peace and Security. So your question actually is a security situation in Nasir. And I want also to add my voice to the women who are celebrating the International Women's Day for those women who have achieved a lot. The theme of today is accelerate the action, and accelerating the action, including the affirmative action. And as a representative of women, it is my concern, and it is a concern of all the women in South Sudan, and all the women, and especially particular women who are suffering in Nasir today so for the reason of the conflict that has erupted some few days ago. So on behalf of women of South Sudan, I condemn the senseless conflict that has erupted in Nasir.
Okay. And in such a situation, women always are at the center of it, and they end up, being perpetrated upon, raped, and their husbands die as well. What can you say about the plight of women in such conflicts? And how can you advise our leaders to stop this in order for women to be more safe?
In fact, my message is to our leaders in the Republic of South Sudan. Whether those people who have planned for that conflict to erupt, they have actually planned a very bad idea. In fact, if we need to settle in this country, it's not by exchanging the fire. We need to silence the guns, and people demand their right based on the dialogue and conversation. At the moment, I believe if you go to Nasir, you will see it is totally devastated, because any small place where the fight erupted, everything is destroyed. Whatever small investment that was done in that particular place, the life are lost. They lost the loved ones. Children die, women die, elderly person die, young men. We have lost a lot of young men in the conflict. So my message is going to all the youth of South Sudan, wherever they are. Please don't be attracted by being strong, and you need to just jump into the fire and fight for necessary fighting. That one is costing them a lot. I believe now there are a lot of them who are wounded. There are a lot of them whom their wives will remain as widows. Their children will remain as orphans. And they're suffering, unnecessary suffering. So I urge all of them to stop this. It's not taking us
anywhere. All right. And now, Amer, can you tell us, what do you think will be the role of every individual in this country that they can play not to take this country back to war?
I believe what we need to take, the first step that we need to take, and our government should give it a priority, is a reconciliation and healing, because people are traumatized. They don't know their right. They don't know that it is important to live. The life is important thing for you as an individual. So since there is a very serious confusion going on, even in starting with the leaders themselves, the way they decided the conflict. Most of the conflict now is started from the above, and then the grass suffer. So my message to each and every South Sudanese, please, let us talk for peace. Let us work for peace. Let us dialogue. Let us unite. Unity is our strength. And divide, we fail. This country can fail now simply because of the conflict every here and there. So in South Sudan, we can hear it's happening here, it's happening there, it's happening there. So it's not good. It's not taking us anywhere. We need to unite, and also we need also to look into the root causes of the problem and solve them amicably with the solution, because we have the solution in our hand. There is nobody who will come. Yes, we have international friends of South international community. We have friends of South Sudan. We have neighbors. But they will not solve our problem.
You talked about finding the root causes. We've had instances where government always sets up a committee to investigate here and there, issue of Wanduruba, Greater Pibor, and reports never really come out. So when you mention root causes, what kind of action are you exactly calling for in terms of finding the root causes of these problems?
At the moment, there is a need for inclusivity, so that each and every stakeholder should be aware of exactly what is going on and the accountability. So this accountability, and especially for those team who are committee is appointed to follow up a certain issue, and then later on the issue has died somewhere without... It needs the involvement of the civil society so that they can be able to air out what is the outcome from the report. Because, for example, the report is written and maybe presented to the government, and then people here, we don't know. So there is a need of the same criteria that had happened during the peace process, that the civil society, the youth, the women, all the stakeholders who are involved, they should be involved, so that there is an accountability and there is a follow-up, so that report can come out publicly and each and every person will know what was the problem, what triggered the problem.
All
so
right.
My last message is going to the women in Nasir. I understand those women has played a very critical role at the ground. They have really done. So congratulations in the International Women's Day. And especially there is one of the generals who were in the tank who was sieged by the White Army. And one of the ladies approached that tank and she risked the people. And those people were actually airlifted. Some of them were airlifted yesterday to Malakal. And General Major Dak is still in Nasir. And it is it is a woman who did it.
Could you maybe highlight very quickly some of those other things the women did in just a minute?
Yes, during the conflict, women, a lot of them intervened. First of all, they help in terms of the logistics, because majority of the people are wounded, so they will help. Then they bring food and they bring water and they nurses the people, and those people who are actually being victimized, like those people who were sieged in the tank,
mm-hmm.
It is women again who came to
intercede for them. All right.
Yeah, so congratulations to those women.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Amer, for coming to update us on what happened, but also to encourage the women and congratulate them to be empowered even more in times of conflict, to step up and intervene as well. Thank you very much, and we do hope to keep in touch with you for more updates.